Will Rausch, Conservation Director of Wilderness Workshop, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
First, briefly describe the Carbondale to Crested Butte Trail.
This is a trail that I think people have been hoping to establish for a number of years. Right now, the county is working on the Pickens County portion, which would run from where the existing trail ends, right at about the KOA, up to the top of McClure Pass. And that trail would be something in the vein of the existing Rio Grande Trail, maybe paved, maybe soft surface, but a wide trail for hikers and bikers, maybe equestrians. And then from the top of McClure Pass all the way to Crested Butte would be more of a backcountry, single track, two track, you know, more suitable for hiking and mountain biking. And the portion that we're really working on right now is that portion in the Crystal Valley from the end of the existing trail to the top of McClure Pass.
You've hired a biologist to examine the trail's impact on wildlife. Why hire a biologist when the trail has yet to be laid out?
So we hired Rick Thompson, who's a biologist based in Boulder. He's got about 35 years experience, has worked in the valley with a number of folks from the ski company to Pickens County. And we really wanted him to do an assessment of the wildlife habitat in the valley and where potential trail alignments might overlap with that, might impact it. You're right, there's not an existing alignment, so there's not a real proposal to say yes or no to at this point. We just wanted to get baseline information about where the impacts would be greatest if a trail were to be built in certain areas.
Well, I thought the U.S. Forest Service was conducting an analysis on the trail. Is this doubling that effort?
So actually, you might even say it's tripling that effort.
Okay.
Both Pickens County and then eventually the Forest Service will examine the ecological impacts of any trail up the Crystal Valley. But we hired Rick to inform our kind of internal analysis and also to provide an outside independent review of the habitat. Pickens County is the proponent and they're hiring wildlife biologists and other experts, which is great. But we wanted somebody who was a little bit more independent. And Pickens County's analysis won't come out probably for a couple months. The Forest Service's would be at least a year, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get that information up front.
So Rick Thompson will be presenting his findings in public meetings next week. Can you give us a preview?
What he'll be talking about is where the important wildlife habitat is in the valley, why that habitat's so important. So for instance, you know, winter range can be really important to certain species, or are there calving grounds in certain areas? He'll be talking about when the wildlife use areas, which areas they do use, and then generally about the recreational impacts to wildlife, both in the valley, but also kind of providing an overview of how recreation impacts wildlife. And it's more than just the width of the trail, you know, so you think of a trail and obviously that, you know, have to clear the vegetation and the animals can't use that very narrow strip. But that's actually the smallest part of the impact, those kind of direct impacts. The biggest impact to wildlife comes from an area of land, wildlife habitat, going from a place that doesn't have any or has only a little bit of human use to a place that all of a sudden has a lot. And the animals then spend less time eating, which means they have less reserves to get through the winter. They'll spend more time looking up, watching people. Their stress levels can go up. They may flee from the area where people, bikes or dogs are, and that costs them energy, and they're not eating during that time. So for animals, it really all comes down to, you know, how much food can they pack on during the summer to last them through the winter? And if they're spending that time not eating, then that's detrimental.
Regardless of where this proposed trail goes through, I'm thinking fragmentation of habitat, maybe weeds, introduction of noxious weeds, trash, noise. You mentioned dogs. It sounds like this trail could have a real negative impact on wildlife.
I think it has that potential, and that's what Rick's study will definitely get at. To be clear, the Wilderness Workshop is supportive of the general concept of a trail up the Crystal Valley, and it's just a question of getting it in the right spot. But I think you're right. There's some very big chunks of unfragmented habitat that if you put a trail through it would have potentially pretty big impacts.
Well, I guess we'll find out more next week at the public meetings.
That's right.
Thanks, Will.